Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Welcome back.
Episode 42, though.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
oh, my God. That's like one after 43.
Guys.
One after
43? Just a quick reminder. You're joined today by your freaking epic host. You know I'm talking Master Beef.
That's me.
You know I'm talking Big Ounce.
Me.
And you know I'm talking Steely Ted.
Hey.
And also, your freaking boy, Abelson.
That's him,
and that's
the one talking.
That's the name.
That's such a him moment.
That is a gamer moment, dude.
It's so him.
Can I say
if I were to say that was you, then that was you.
There's a chance that they could be described as PogChamp.
It's possible.
Oh, it's a possibility.
Yo, chat, what are we thinking about that?
Yo, chat.
Put it in the comments. What do you think about that?
Yo, guys, leave it in a 5-star Apple review, and we'll get back to you.
That is sus.
Dude, that is kind of like sus right now.
That is a little sus, which is short for sus.
You know, like, if you really want to analyze it, I think among us.
I think.
Wait, you really want to? You really want to? Wait. You really want to what analyze it?
Oh, dude, he literally said the word.
Okay.
Whoa,
I think Theo's Loki the imposter, though.
Okay, wait. He's pasta marinara, though.
Whoa, stop trying to derail our task.
He's Loki sus imposter.
He's Loki sus imposter map skull.
Okay, dude, Loki, though, you are being a little sus.
Dude, okay,
I'm just trying to do my tasks, man. Okay.
Dude, I saw a vent. I saw a vent. There's one over there.
Yeah, there's one in your basement.
You vented,
okay?
Loki, are you imposter venting right now? High key, low.
Okay, so one time, this person messaged me and said, hey, I have a lot on my mind. Is it okay if I vent? And I said, no, that is sus.
Dude.
Ew,
that
my
is
God.
That's an r/conversation moment.
Guys.
That should go in r/funny things.
Guys, I posted that on r/teenagers and got a million upvotes.
Teenager relatables.
r/minion relatable moment.
Oh my gosh.
I posted it on r/Fortnite funnies.
No.
Dude, really me with Fortnite good. Is sus.
Yo, Fortnite's sus though.
Dude, Fortnite event, sus.
Speaking of cool video games, our buddy here, Ryan,
he's got some
speedrunning endeavors going on.
My
don't
first,
you?
Yeah, Bugsnacks.
There we go. The greatest
so
PS5
decided,
launch title.
He decided in order to die knowing he left a mark in the world, he's gotta do something of
yeah. So
besides the marks he leaves on his toilet every morning,
besides,
and just stays there all day.
Besides the imprint he's left in his couch.
No, I have the second world record in PS4 speedruns for Bugsnax.
There you go.
Which also translates to like
I have
the
no
30th
life.
Out of like 40 people who have submitted speedruns.
I have zero life. I have no life at all. That's that. Dude, I actually have like 50 hours on that one save that I have.
Wait. You spent 50 hours on Bugsnax?
Definitely more.
Wow, How long is the game?
The game's like 10 hours if you want to like...
Oh, I've replayed the game like 10 times.
Oh, boy. This is really getting sad.
It's like
now.
It's like... Because I don't want to play Assassin's Creed Valhalla. It's like bad.
Holy shit, the game average time to beat is like 7 hours.
Why play any other game and you could replay Bugsnax for the rest of eternity?
No, I completion it. So like 12 hours?
Yeah, it was like 10
so
12 like
hours.
10 to 12.
Do you completion it every time?
It's still not helping your case.
I've probably completed it like 4 times. Like gone back and called the Bugsnax.
I think you've played Bugsnax
more
than the creators of the game.
I don't think the developers played Bugsnax as much as you.
Because nothing else. What else am I going to play?
Nice.
Schoolgirl Zombie Hunter?
Exactly, there you go.
That's it.
I wonder, I think Bugsnax reminds me of another game that's coming out soon. Goodbye Volcano.
I want it to come out so bad.
I thought it was a launch title for the PS5. Is it not out yet?
It's not out.
For those of you who don't know what that is, it's this fucking weird like
furry,
dinosaur
yeah, no, it's,
furry dating sim.
It's
coming out for the PS5.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
PS4 too. I am intrigued as well, and I'm going to be the best player.
I mean, just the concept.
I don't even care if it's not a skill-based game. I'm going to be the best at it.
Just the concept of a dinosaur furry game really has me, like, you know.
Well, you know, a regular furry game, okay, big deal. But dinosaurs, you're speaking my language.
Come on.
I'm really,
could be
you know,
summer 2021, so. That's what we're
looking for. In the summer,
we'll have something to look forward to.
Well, we're going to have Back for Blood, and then.
That's pretty epic.
Goodbye Volcano High,
which is the more important.
Goodbye Volcano High is really
what?
Really
what even is
here.
Back for Blood?
It's
no
like
one cares.
Left 4 Dead spiritual sequel, but it doesn't. It's like looking not at all like Left 4 Dead. Kinda besides,
sucks.
Because they made, because in Left 4 Dead, the zombies like ran and they were fast, and now the zombies just like walk.
Boo, lame zombie.
Are they scary though?
The zombies, I think, are dude, like the zombies look kind of sus. I think.
You know what can run though?
Yeah, wait, guys. I know how we can beat the zombies. We just have to vote them as imposter.
You
need
to vote them out. Vote them out next round. Skip on seven. Skip on seven.
Going right. Take them left. Take them left.
Yo, I was looking at cams, and I swear I saw a zombie hunter. Dude, I was kind of like, that
dude, I swear I saw a zombie vent, and he was so sus.
Did you see that one YouTuber who turned himself into Among Us?
Oh my god, guys, this is Among Us potion.
Wait, is that guy?
Who's that guy?
He drank it. And he,
what's the
and he became
name?
Among Us?
NNA Productions.
What does he do?
He drinks
that. He takes every like trend.
He's, dude, he's literally transformed into everything though. He's transformed into cartoon cat.
That was the funniest.
So he just like drinks potions.
It's real though.
Was the funniest one.
Oh, it's definitely real. Guys, I'm turning into cartoon cat.
He's no some sort of relevant sorcerer.
So I'm gonna map out every video he makes. So he does his intro. He says his promotes is a gift card giveaway, which is actually not a real thing. No one's ever won a gift card. gift card giveaway.
He's running
then
a scam.
He buys gift cards for
then
himself.
He goes, if I can spin this fidget spinner on a certain item for 5 seconds, you guys have to smash the like button. And he does it every time. Then he says, oh my god, I have a potion from a certain trend. And he drinks it. And he like falls over.
And then he turns into the trend.
Oh no, the dance break. He plays like dubstep and like dances.
Can't forget that.
He's like, before we start, guys, we have the dance break. And he starts like dancing. And
what nationality is
he?
Sounds
like a nice guy to be like friends with.
I think he's like
like a little play date.
I don't know. Doesn't matter, but I don't know what he is.
Well, I just wanted to know what to cancel you for.
Because
he did the voice.
We do have to cancel you now.
He's like,
okay.
Guys, can we just start on Twitter? # cancel Ryan. I'll see you guys on the trending page.
There we go.
So then the next step is he drinks the potion.
And then he turns into Among Us game.
No, he drinks the potion, and then someone calls him on the phone, and it's the character. Like, oh my god, Among Us called me on the phone. Then he falls over and like paints himself. It's like, oh my god, I'm turning into Cartoon Cat. And then he just puts a green screen of Cartoon Cat, and he's like, oh my god, I transformed.
Well, he did kind of transform into Cartoon Cat. Like, love him or hate
him. That was the funniest one, because he was just running in place. It was like... He was like that. He was just moving his arms all around. And he was like, oh my god, I'm Cartoon Cat.
Hey, if it pays the bills, you know, he's got like 2 million subs, right?
3 million subs on his first
channel.
I
think you can talk shit as much as you want, but he's doing this for a living, apparently.
Sadly.
Pretty cool. Hey, that's pretty sick.
I gotta
sick,
make a living
dude.
Somehow. He's like, what, 3 million?
3 million. Oh my right. gosh.
It's pretty awesome.
We should do that. We should do turning into
Billy the Wizard. Let's just make like a second channel.
Why actually like make a living when you could become Among Us?
Become Among Us.
Because that would be sus.
That would be very sus.
That
yeah.
would be a little suspect.
What's that word?
That's his full name.
Oh,
Suspect Productions.
Mr. Suspect. I got it. Okay.
Oh wait, and there are also more channels that follow that like formula. I forgot that one guy's name. He's like, "Yo, I fucked Siri and now she's pregnant."
Cortana and Siri sex tape at 3 a.m.
He's like, "Oh, dude, it was like Cortana's pregnant and now I gotta pay child support."
I commit tax fraud with
Bill
Master
Gates
Chief.
Is my stepdad. Oh, great.
There's so many channels that do that. It's like,
great.
Yo,
is it who's watching? Is this like kids watching?
Dude, who else? Well, us. We watch it.
You think it's all people like us, and we're all like, oh, it's a bunch of other kids, but it's actually just a bunch of fucking dumbasses.
I called Five Nights at Freddy's at 3 a.m. I got phone guy. 1v1 phone guy versus
me. I got Chica pregnant at Five Nights at Freddy's, and now Foxy's mad because that was his girlfriend. So now I got to pay restitution to Foxy, and it's not 3 a.m.
All at 3 a.m.
Dude. That's when it works.
A lot of shit goes down at 3 a.m.
When is my alimony due? 3 a.m. Amazing. There you go.
All right.
That's when the evil spirits can walk free.
we're gonna cut it to the fucking break now, but we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned for more funnies after the break. Welcome back, you freaking goofballs.
You freaking goofies.
So as many of you guys might be aware of, there's a new Wonder Woman movie.
Whoa,
dude.
It's roaming about.
You can't
and apparently
whoa.
Not
roaming
so,
about
not so
it
cool.
sounds kind of
apparently
like...
the CGI budget was like zero.
Oh really? They use puppets.
Oh that yeah, no.
Apparently
like,
you could like see
puppets.
The renders and looks
you
like
could,
it looks like some
running
video
running
games out of like 2005.
The one clip that I really saw that was really bad is because there's one scene where she attaches her rope onto a plane, but her rope is like perfectly straight and doesn't move.
Wait,
so
what?
It's like,
so just like this, and just like dragging. It's just like
dragging across the screen.
That's not how ropes work.
Like, shouldn't the ropes like move? But it's like solid like metal, like just.
And all the running scenes where they're like super running, it's just like.
They're doing their best, aren't
oh,
they?
Oh yeah, well they run in front of a green screen and they put like blurring background and the green screen and she's just running in place. And
that like sounds like some shit that we would make like as a joke.
Her feet like
super,
were
super cock. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Let's make our own superhero movie.
Super cock
and the Adventures of Balbus.
There it is, guys. Pitch that to Warner Brothers.
Let's make a full in-depth script.
And also the budget for Wonder Woman was like $106 million, and it made like $6 million, which is partially probably COVID.
Right. Did it even come out in theaters?
Some theaters, but
yeah,
who's actually going?
It was through HBO Max. Which I don't know how they pay them through HBO Max. I don't like get the.
I think HBO Max buys the movie.
I think isn't it another payment you have to have?
Like, I have HBO Max, and I'm choosing not to see.
Wait,
this
no.
Movie.
Why would HBO Max buy the movie and then pay the creators?
No, I mean like, don't you have to pay? You buy HBO Max, then you have to buy the movie too.
No,
it's free on HBO Max.
So I think HBO Max bought it to have like exclusive streaming rights.
Because it's kind of new, so they're probably expecting
it to not suck because the last one was good.
The last one was good, yeah.
So I think that they were like, oh, another Wonder Woman. This would be a great way to launch our platform.
And then it just bombed.
Well, the way they launched it was the Shumi documentary. Remember that one?
Well, okay.
I guess there was nowhere to go but up from there.
Really?
What do you mean?
I mean, there was nowhere to go but down from there. That was the peak.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that was the peak of entertainment.
When Amy Schumer made fun of her ADHD husband
for drawing a picture of her. Dude.
That was. Have we talked about that? I feel like we have.
We definitely mentioned this because that was like such an event.
It was so annoying. Like, so the story
she thinks
is
she's like likable, which is the she's like thinks she's right the whole time.
She thinks she's very likable is the thing.
The story was that her husband like while she was like in the hospital for her pregnancy, her husband drew her like a picture at like an art class.
He's giving her a gift,
like a gift,
yeah.
And then she gave it to her, and it was like bad. It was like a bad drawing.
He's not an artist.
He's not an artist. So then all of her shows, she would put it up on the big screen and point to it and say, this is the worst drawing I've ever seen.
Look how much this sucks.
Idiot husband.
My dumb idiot husband
in the audience
with
like crying.
And then, yeah, they just cut to him.
He's like in the audience, like
his
tearing up, looking at how his wife.
Afterwards, like he says, like, so like respectfully, hey, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't do that.
It starts like, crying.
Oh my God, are you controlling me?
While she's like eating like a burrito.
She's like, hey, I'm literally starving. You don't even know.
Dude, and he's like making her food. He's like, so maybe we don't use the picture in your sets anymore. And she's like, what?
She just fucking drop kicks him. And
she's like puking.
In my show.
In no, she does
are you
puke.
Famous
she,
like me?
She's like doing it, and she's like, I'm going to puke. And she goes and actually throws up because of her pregnancy because of that. I think that was like an actual scene in the documentary.
No, I think she throws up after he shows her the drawing.
The picture, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. She's in her hospital bed. She's like, babe, I made something for you. Show her the picture. She just vomits everywhere.
It's just all over the fucking picture that he spent hours on.
Oh, she pukes out. And she's like, that looks better now.
She just starts smearing it.
Oh my God, I'm such an artist.
It's like, oh my God, let me get it off your painting.
Throws your legs back and fucking projectile shit on it.
I can't. It gives birth onto the picture.
Can't handle it.
God.
It like shoots out.
Oh my God.
Launches the baby right onto it.
You made me give birth early.
The baby comes out and pukes on it too. Starts crying. No, it makes the baby not cry of how bad it is. It like puts it into shock.
Oh my God.
Puts the baby into shock.
Oh no.
This permanent PTSD. I'm seeing like
So this is our relationship in a nutshell.
I just start saying, Dad, this fucking sucks! Burn me! Kill me now! I am the Antichrist!
Oh, really went off the rails there.
Shit.
How do we get
reminded
that
reminded me
far?
Of the fucking Woodland Critter Christmas from South Park.
It reminded me of the Boss Baby.
That reminds me, no,
where the porcupine gives birth. Oh, wait, have you guys seen that shit?
Yeah.
Happy the porcupine gives birth to the know. Antichrist. It's just funny.
That drawing was just kind of sus, you know? I don't really know any other way to describe it.
Amy Schumer documentary, a bit sus.
The very, especially the scene where they actually just show her fucking cut open body. Remember that?
Did they do that?
They did show her fucking
C-section. Maybe I just repressed that.
Maybe those memories are hidden.
I hope so.
Might have actually just repressed a fucking memory or Ryan's just
wrong. We had to binge watch it too because we weren't going to pay for HBO Max. So we just had
a short free trial.
So we watched it all in like 2 days.
We watched it in one day. We didn't come back to that.
I wouldn't have been able to bring myself to that. All right, guys. It looks like we've just had a very nice episode.
Hell yeah.
That was pleasant.
All had a fun time. If you guys like our stupid-ass sense of humor and want to hear more of it, I would highly recommend you join our Discord server. I'm going to put the link in the description of this episode. You got 600 people in there with the same stupid-ass sense of humor as us.
Yep.
So if that sounds at all appealing to you, why don't you join that shit? Okay. Now we're going to go. See you guys next time.
See you.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye. That's a bye.
Bye.